Glory be to Jesus. Praise the name of the Lord. You're welcome to PhD Experience. This is another episode to be blessed. And it is my prayer that the Lord will grant us insight into His words in the name of the Lord Jesus. I remain Pastor Stephen Dairo, PhD. On this episode, we will continue from where we stopped on the last episode. We spoke about thinking less of yourself, and we read from the book of Judges chapter 6 from verse 11 to 17, and we can also check Jeremiah chapter 1 verse 1 to 4. The last episode, we were able to talk about this man called Gideon from that book of Judges chapter 6 verse 11 to 17, who the Lord has called to be a deliverer, but he thought less of himself. And one of the major, like I said last week, I said one of the major limitations, one of the major hindrances to man's greatness is the man's inability to value his or herself. One of the man's hindrance limitation to his or her greatness is in his inability to value his or herself. So whenever a man doesn't place a value on himself, whenever a woman doesn't place value on herself, the man or the woman has started hindering, has started limiting his or her greatness in life. And any man that think less of himself has successfully placed a limitation on his or her life already. That was we discussed that on the last episode, and we were able to talk about how God called Gideon mighty man of valor, mighty warrior, and he was like, God, I hope you are not making a mistake here. Who am I to be called mighty man of valor? And whenever we are called to do something great, we always look down on ourselves, we always think less of ourselves, thinking we cannot do it, thinking we cannot do what we have been asked to do. We think less of ourselves as if we are worthless, as if we don't have value. And it is very important for us to know that until we value ourselves, there is every possibility that nobody around us will value us. Until you think of yourself as a valuable person, there is every possibility that people around you will not value you. So we were able to talk about this on the last episode, and on this new episode, okay, let me quickly say this again from the last episode. I said that until you discover yourself, you will not value yourself more. Until you discover yourself, you will not value yourself more. If not for the divine intervention of the angel, divine intervention of God that made Gideon to discover himself, Gideon would have died as a man hiding from the Midianites. So it took divine intervention, it took an encounter with the angel of the Lord before Gideon was able to discover himself, before he was able to accept the fact that he is valuable and is worthy of what he has been called to do. Same thing applies to Jeremiah also. Until God came to talk to him, he was not ready to do what he has been called to do because he thought he will not be able to do it. He thought less of himself. So we discussed that. And today, I just want to share briefly with us factors that made Gideon to think less of himself, which I want to believe in at one point or the other, we might have faced these factors too in our lives. Factors that made Gideon to think less of himself. If you have the experience, if you have experienced anything like these factors in your own life, This particular episode is for you. This particular episode is for you to know that none of these factors should make you think less of yourself. None of these factors should make you think less of yourself. As we'll be discussing it, I pray that the Lord will bless us in the name of the Lord Jesus. So the number one factor that made Gideon to think less of himself was that Gideon felt incompetent. Gideon had this feeling of incompetence. He felt he cannot do it. He felt he cannot do it. If you check that verse 15 of that Judges chapter 6, verse 15, and the scripture says, "And he said to him, Please, Lord, how can I save Israel? Behold, my clan is the weakest in Manasseh, and I am the least in my father's house." That particular qualification Gideon gave himself, we can see that it is this feeling of incompetence. How can I do this thing? I cannot do it. My family is the least, and I am the least in my family. Most especially that makes him the last born of the family. He felt he cannot do what he has been commissioned to do. He felt incompetent. At one point or the other in our lives, we might have been faced with this feeling of incompetence. And there are still people listening to me that right now you are still feeling incompetent to do things. You are still having this feeling of incompetence, which has made you to look down on yourself. Wherever you get to, you get into school, you feel you cannot do this debate, you think you cannot face your class, you think you cannot present, you don't know how to go about things because you are having this feeling of incompetence. I am here to declare to you today that you should not think less of yourself. The Lord values you. Jesus Christ values you. God, your creator, values you. You are part of his family. You can do anything. Just like Paul said, "I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me." So you also can do it. You can do anything. So if you're having this feeling of incompetence, I want you to rebook it out by knowing your God. Paul said again, "I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me." Do you know him? So Gideon had this feeling of incompetence. He felt incompetent about doing what he has been commissioned to do. And this was the number one factor that made him to think less of himself. The present physical realities of Gideon contributed to the reason why he thought less of himself. That's number two factor. The present physical realities of Gideon. If you check from verse 13 to verse 15, the scripture says, "And Gideon said to him, Please, sir, if the Lord is with us, why then has all this happened to us? And where are all these wonderful deeds that our fathers recounted to us, saying, Did not the Lord bring us from Egypt? But now the Lord has forsaken us and given us into the hand of Midian." And the Lord turned to him and said, "Go in this might of yours and save Israel from the hand of Midian. Do not I send you?" And he said to him, "Please, Lord, how can I save Israel? Behold, my clan is the weakest in Manasseh, and I am the least in my father's house." That was the present physical realities of Gideon. Gideon felt the Lord has abandoned them. Gideon felt his family, his clan is the weakest in the land of Israel. He felt he said he is the least in his family. So the present physical realities of Gideon contributed to the fact that he thought less of himself. For so many of us, we possibly in our environment, our family is the least, and our father is the last born of the family. We have so many uncles that they are great, but maybe our parents are not doing well, and we feel we cannot amount to anything. We think we cannot be the deliverer of our family because the present realities of our family doesn't correspond with what we have been told to carry out. I am telling you, my brothers and my sister, that we should not allow this to make us think less of ourselves, because you are more valuable than you think. You are more valuable to God than you think. You are more valuable to yourself than you think. You are more valuable to the coming generation than you think. don't ever think less of yourself. Don't ever think less of yourself. Don't ever think less of yourself because of your present physical realities. Because today you cannot afford to buy airtime, 200 naira airtime, doesn't mean by tomorrow you'll not be able to buy 10,000, 50,000 naira airtime. Because right now you don't even have airtime to call people, doesn't mean tomorrow you will not be able to reach out to 50%. You'll not be able to even send airtime to people. Because right now you don't have the voice to sing in church, doesn't mean by tomorrow you cannot be a choir leader, a music director. Don't let your present physical realities to make you think less of yourself. You were not created that way. You are more valuable than you think. Then what are these physical realities of Gideon that makes him think less of himself? What are the physical realities? Number one, the social acceptance. He felt inferior. He was inferior. He's the least in the family. So he felt, if I should go to my members and I say, the Lord has called me to deliver the whole of Israel, how will they feel? Are you normal? Are you okay? So he felt inferior. Societal acceptance, he felt, no, this thing cannot be possible. Number two, the family background. The family, he said, his family is the weakest in Manasseh. That means they are the least, they are the weakest. Financially, maybe they are the weakest. Numerically, they are the weakest. Societally, they are the weakest. And everything, they are the weakest. Those, that family background, those are the, that is one of the physical realities that Gideon faced, which I am sure many of us are battling this kind of physical realities presently. That is making us to feel inferior, that is making us to feel, that to think less of ourselves, that we cannot do anything tangible. I am here to tell you that you should not think less of yourself because you are more valuable than you think. Number three physical realities of Gideon is that is his family position. The family background, they are the smallest, most smallest clan, and it is his family position. He happened to be the last born. Gideon was the last born. And most times in every home, the last born happened to be the errand boy. So most times we have this last born has this they have this inferiority complex most times. Especially if the age difference is kind of much. So the present physical realities of Gideon made him to think less of himself. So if all you see in your physical state, if all you see in your physical qualities, if all you see is all is your physical qualities, your physical state, then you can never think of yourself as more valuable. Let me say that again. If all you see is your physical state right now, if all you see is your physical qualities, if all you see is your physical realities, then you can never think of yourself as more valuable. Your physical realities is not representing your true God-given realities. Whatsoever is happening to you right now physically is not representing your true God-given realities. Look beyond what you are right now. So we've talked about the feeling of incompetence. We've talked about his present physical realities. Then the number three thing that made Gideon think less of himself, Gideon was ignorant. Gideon was ignorant. He was ignorant of the following. Number one, Gideon was ignorant of his backup. He was ignorant of his backup. Judges chapter 6, verse 14 to verse 16. And the Lord turned to him and said, go in this might of yours and save Israel from the hand of Midian. Do not I send you? And he said to him, please, Lord, how can I save Israel? Behold, my clan is the weakest in Manasseh, and I am the least in my father's house. And the Lord said to him, but I will be with you, and you shall strike the Midianites as one man. Gideon was ignorant of his backup. He didn't realize that the God that was sending him is there to carry out the assignment he has given to him. He was ignorant. He doesn't know what is going on. He doesn't know that the God that has sent him to do an assignment, we carry it out. We give him, we grant him the power to carry it out. He was ignorant. He was ignorant of his backup. Number two, Gideon was ignorant of his spiritual reality. Gideon was ignorant of his spiritual realities. That is number two thing. That is number two, the thing that Gideon was ignorant of. Gideon was ignorant of his spiritual realities. Now, verse 12 says something. And the angel of the Lord appeared to him and said to him, "The Lord is with you, O mighty man of valor." Here is response. He said, and God said, and Gideon said to him, "Please, sir, if the Lord is with us," he has started questioning his spiritual realities. He was ignorant of his spiritual realities as a mighty man of valor, as a mighty warrior. He was ignorant of it. This made him to think less of himself. Number three, Gideon was ignorant of his spiritual state, which can also go in hand with the spiritual reality. He was ignorant of his spiritual abilities. He was ignorant of his spiritual state. In verse 14, the scripture says that, and the Lord turned to him, "Go in this might of yours and save Israel from the hand of Midian. Do not I send you?" He was ignorant of the spiritual state, that in the spiritual realm, he happened to be a mighty man. That was why I said it goes hand in hand with the spiritual ability. So for us not to think less of ourselves, it is very important for us to note those things that made Gideon to think less of himself. Number one, he had this feeling of incompetence, his present physical realities. He was number three, he was ignorant. So yeah, at one point or the other in our lives, we have felt this way before also, that we thought we would not be able to do so many things. And upside, some people that are still facing this particular thing, this particular factors that Gideon also faced while he was given the task to be a deliverer. I want us to know that you are more valuable than you think. Don't think less of yourself. Don't allow your feeling of incompetence, your present physical realities, your social acceptance, societal acceptance, your family background, your family position, ignorance, don't allow it to steal the fact that you are more valuable. Don't think less of yourself. The Lord bless us in the name of the Lord Jesus.